Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, there's no doubt that Ireland has a very special relationship with Halloween. Sure, didn't we create it, really, with, you know, the pagan festival of Samhain. But one Wexford woman who holds a PhD in horror from Trinity, a master's in zombies, and who organises Dublin Samhain Family Festival, let's say, she might have a bit more of a special relationship with this time of year than many others. Dr. Sarah Cleary, the Queen of Halloween, let's call her. Good morning, how are you?
I'll take that title, I like that.
Thanks for coming in. Are you in your element this time of year?
Oh, this is Christmas time. You know, we're just running around. There's so much horror. There's so much things going on. And what's absolutely amazing is how everybody just seems to have embraced Halloween on every element, from the activities taking place to so much horror in the cinema. It really has hit the mainstream and we could not be more thrilled.
It's great. My kids are all over it. Where did your fascination come from?
I think it goes all the way back, really, to when, even before I could even breathe, and my dad would read me The Brothers Grimm, and the gorier the better and the darker the better. But I think a lot of kids actually have a kind of a tendency towards that dark material. And then you kind of, as you get a bit older, you get a bit more afraid of life and afraid of things. But really, a lot of kids, they love their horror if you just give them half a chance.
What would you say to people listening thinking, oh, is it not unhealthy for kids to be watching or reading about so much gore and horror?
The first thing I would say is everything is appropriateness, and ratings are there for a reason, and it's absolutely up to the parent to know what their kids' limits are.
Sure.
But one of the most amazing things about horror, if you look at even children's horror, is the fantastic way in which it allows kids to confront their fears. So what you have is often a very hyperbolic and fantastic space in which the monster is very often the ally of the kid and brings the kid out, whether that's confronting their fears or exploring some trauma in their life. So it's an amazing safe space for kids to look at very unsafe things.
Well said. I get it now. And it's interesting now, you see with films like The Joker, and we're getting to see the reason behind the villain, why they do what they do and all that, and the psychology of it. It's really, really interesting. Can you tell me about your PhD in horror?
Yeah, so basically I looked at media effects, and I look at, it's called the Myth of Harm. And essentially what I wanted to do is look at really how horror has been accused of being harmful, when in actually they are the messenger bringing the messages of harm about how society can be dangerous for people and for children. And it's kind of like, you know, a don't shoot the messenger type of thing. So I've looked at 100 years of really how media effects, they're groundless.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Does Ireland have a unique relationship with horror and death? I mean, I think it does. Yeah. When you think about wakes and funerals and all that kind of stuff, is that where it comes from, and relationship?
Yeah, like I'm actually a big advocate of this idea of inherited genetic trauma and horror and darkness is in the DNA of Irish people. All you have to do is look at our relationship with death.
Yeah.
And Europeans look at that as quite strange. If you introduce the idea of the Irish wake to anybody, it's kind of strange. And the reality is that most of the best sessions people will actually have are very often take place at wakes. And what we do is we celebrate life because we're so close to death. And I suppose whether you want to stem that back to the famine, whether you want to stem it back to how rich Celtic mythology is, really it's We love to celebrate life, and we're very aware of how close death is around the corner at any point. So I think the Irish people, we really have a great sensitivity towards horror because we've seen it, we've done it.
The masters in the zombies.
Hey!
And zombie culture. Why zombies?
I adore zombies. They are the perfect monster. So I'll put it to you like this. A couple of months ago, I was at a wedding and somebody found out what I did, and they turned around and they said, Sarah, you know, when you're walking down late at night in a darkened street, are you afraid that the pooker, the banshee or a monster is going to jump out at you? And I turned around and said, well, you've obviously never been a woman walking down late at night in the dark on a street. I thought, last thing I'm worried about is the pooker jumping out. I'm worried about someone attacking me or worse. And what the zombie does is it confronts us really with the worst monster you'll ever meet. And that's man. And that's why I absolutely adore zombies. That and the fact that they are so much fun.
How are they fun?
Because it's a form of catharsis. You get to see really the fragility of life. We are just these little kind of flesh bags going around the place. So why not just rejoice and enjoy life? And I think that's the one thing that people are always so surprised when I tell them. Horror is not about the dark. Horror is about the light. Horror turns the light on all our fears, all our anxieties. And I often kind of describe it like this to people. The first thing you do when you walk into your house dark, when it's dark late at night, is you turn the light on. That's what horror does. Horror turns the light on. Fears, anxieties, it brings them to the open. And the minute you do that, you destabilize them and you make them smaller and make them go away.
Can you tell us about the Sound Family Festival? What happens at that?
Yeah, we are so happy. This is our flagship event. So on Sunday, the 23rd of October, this Sunday coming in Meeting House Square, starting from 12 o'clock, we have the incredible Dave Rudden's stories for about folklore and mythology come to life on stage. So really what we want to do with Creatures of Samhain is put really rich Celtic mythology and folklore through the prism of 21st century stories for children and families. So on stage we have these dramatizations, we've got aerial, we've got singing, we've got puppets. These are on the air every hour, and then within that then we have a book swap, we have walkabout characters, we have face painting, loads of activities for the family to come down, but the emphasis is on celebrating storytelling to awaken your inner Shanachie.
Amazing. Is it suitable for all ages?
All ages, 0 to 100.
And if people, do they need tickets for this
event? No, it's free. Walk
what?
Up. Yes, it's free.
You're
I know.
Crazy.
Cost of living. It's free.
Amazing. Well, it sounds amazing. And you have, is it true you have a book coming out next year?
Yes, I do. So actually.
Tell me.
Yeah, so the book is with Bloomsbury. It's coming out in January. It's called The Myth of Harm. And it takes a very accessible approach to kind of high theory. And that's really what my remit has always been about. Horror is for everybody, and there should be portals of access for everybody. So it takes high theory in a really accessible way, looking at the history of controversial horror.
There's so much to talk to you about.
Yeah.
I actually don't have enough time. We're going to have to get you to come back and talk about something specifically. Maybe we'll do a longer chat about zombies or witches or Samhain itself, whatever. I hope you enjoy the rest of the Halloween
Thank
season.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank
for coming
you, Jennifer.
In. I'm going to head down to the Meeting House Square because that's it. My kids would love that.
Absolutely.
It
come on down.
Amazing. There we go. That was Dr. Sarah Cleary, a Trinity lecturer who holds a PhD in horror and a Masters in Zombies, don't you know? And who is the organiser of the Sound Family Festival? And for more info, go to soundfamilyfestival.com.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.